This podcast is sponsored by Audible.com. Pick up your free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/lost. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Kenny Rogers.
And welcome to the...
I didn't hear that the first time.
I know, yeah. And well, I heard it the first time.
I didn't hear it
because
like, that would have been...
out of sync you are
with reality.
That would have
been so cool. Much better than the Sundance one.
Sundance wasn't bad, though.
I like Sundance, but the Kenny Rogers fit.
So Kenny Rogers is better now? This is like your second chance? Like you failed the first time, well, and now you're coming back and showing them what you're made of.
I know it's hard to believe that I actually messed something, but I did mess.
Wait, you're not infallible and perfect?
I am perfect.
Uh-huh.
Lost is my life.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to get lost pajamas.
What would lost pajamas look like?
I guess...
Would they be, like, tattered? Like, would they be, like, others' clothes? Like, all kind of Tom Sawyer Island kind of looking?
No, I want that, but I want the little feet. So like, it couldn't be like the others. I want the little feet ones.
So you want like baby Aaron?
Baby
pajamas?
Aaron pajamas. So
okay,
there you
all
go.
Right.
And then Kate could hold me. Mommy, I'm tired. You think that would work?
I think that'd be your best shot.
It's not a bad gig, right, Aaron? You know, you got, yeah. Okay, what if she goes back to Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad gig. Just saying. Kate,
there's
Claire.
Something inherently wrong in that thought process. I'm not going to get into it because we're a PG show.
Well, I'm saying bringing the stump baby, and I, I keep trying to weasel my way into the show. So they're killing off all the log carrying guys. So let's go that route.
Remember, save log carrying guy 08.
Yes. Are we getting the shirts?
I talked to Sam about it. Let's see if we can get something done by Comic-Con, hopefully. All right. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast. We're still talking about the season finale. There's No Place Like Home.
I stopped talking about it on Friday.
I've seen it like three times or four times already.
I've seen it twice.
And it's good. Like, I think looking back on it now, I think overall, like, the story and everything is better than last season's season finale. But last season's finale had the better, like, clencher ending.
It did have that jaw-dropping, oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Ending.
But I think...
The overall story.
Yeah, the overall story is much better.
In this season finale.
And it was better the second... It's always better the second time I watch it because I'm not there with a notepad. I do bring a notepad, but I rarely write notes.
It's like I just saw Indiana Jones for the second time today, and I enjoyed it a lot more the second time watching it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it, so don't spoil me.
I know. I'm surprised you haven't seen it yet.
When have I had time?
I don't know.
I'm a busy person.
That's right. You do spend every single hour of your life dedicated to Lost.
I do.
But we got,
and you know what? If I don't, I should be.
Exactly. We got some Lost in review to get to today. Some things. We have another Lost show dedicated this episode Thursday. So we're going to be kind of putting these all in these two episodes. But we got some stuff to talk about today. Some stuff from Popular Mechanics about like the physics of how they move the island. And also one of the guys from Mythbusters talked about the C4 and how that was inherently wrong. And there's also some phone calls to get into.
The contest has been up.
Oh, and we have the, what, top five?
Yeah. Man, it just hours.
Poor Jack just sat.
Hours.
He was just sitting there on the couch with his laptop and just typing
in
the numbers.
Didn't I do that all day yesterday?
Yeah, you did, all day.
All day yesterday, because people go, why is it so hard? Because everyone has different formats. Some people give you a nice little question. They answer your question with a question.
Uh-huh.
So you have to read which is nice. It's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's pretty funny. I won't say what they've said about Kate on the question number 7. I'm not going to go there. Will she kiss someone else? We're a PG show. I'm not going to go there. But some of it was funny, and then they have different... I had to down... It was a nightmare, but...
Okay.
It's that part one...
Part one is over.
Is over.
You only have one nightmare left.
Yes. But that's not as bad. There's only like 250 entries on the second one. So.
Okay.
And remember, the valuable prize of the new car and the free gas for a year... was that the prizes?
If those were the prizes, I would be taking those prizes. I don't care about the car. I just want the free gas for a year.
Yeah.
That's like hitting the lottery. All right, Jack, what do you say we get into Lost in review?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
And this could...
Contain.
No.
Well,
no,
spoilers.
Never mind. That's
we're done. It's we can not worry about spoilers
for
a little while.
I thought we were going to talk about that one thing.
That's not spoiler because it's about the episode.
I think it's spoilerish, and I think that people.
No.
It's an interview with one of the actors, and I think it is spoilerish. And I think if you don't want to hear it,
I don't think it's spoilerish.
I think it is.
Because it talks about the episode we just saw, and it explains it.
It does, but it does give a clue on what's going on that came out Friday after we recorded.
I think it's
so
fine.
I say skip ahead if you don't want to be spoiled at all.
I say you can stick around, but it's so whoever you trust.
Yeah, just remember it came out Friday after we recorded.
Okay, all right. Here we go, Lost in Review.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. Got a couple things to look back into today. Less Easter eggy, more just like some of the actual things that happened on the show and kind
the
of
TV
explain
show
them.
Lost.
Not us explaining them because we're not smart enough, but no. Other people that are smart enough explaining them.
We found some smart people out there because it's not happening here.
But first, this was actually, I think, on the Get Lost podcast, I believe. On Aaron's wall, there was a picture of the white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
Yep. So you can look at that right now in the AAC feed chapter enabled show. Super deluxe. Next up, I wanted to talk about this cool article about why Einstein would approve of moving the island on Lost.
Well, as long as he's okay with it, I'm fine with it too.
I'll put a link right now with it so you can check it out. I believe someone sent it to us on Dig, but it might be from, whatchamacallit, Property Mechanics.
Come on, Einstein.
But this is what it says. Last night on Lost, Ben moved the island, presumably thousands of miles. Could he actually do that without huge accelerations that would obliterate all structures and kill all people on the island? The surprising answer in physics is yes, sort of. The trick is that you don't really need to move the island. Rather, you change the time-space connection to the rest of the Earth. So let's hope for this keeps us all here. I don't know.
Okay.
Space and time relativity theory are quite flexible. Gravity is one manifestation of that. According to Einstein's discovery, the presence of mass energy warps space-time. What we perceive as gravity is just the curvature of the space-time. That's the theory of general relativity. Why can't I say that word? Relativity.
Helicopter.
Firmly established by experimental tests. The strange behavior of time and space. The fact that two twins traveling apart can experience different amounts of time, for example, are verified daily in our physics labs using radioactive particles rather than twins. Here's a simple example of how you can change distances without moving. The distance between the sun and Alpha Centauri is about 4.3 light years. If a small black hole passed in between, the gravitational effects on the two stars would be negligible, yet the direct line distance between the two would become infinite. The two stars haven't moved, rather you've changed the nature of space in between the region. The black hole has an infinitely deep space warp surrounding it. Of course, if you want to travel between the two stars, just go around, avoid the black hole. But do you see the direct line would be changed?
I see that, sir.
So, perhaps you've read about wormholes, those theoretical objects in current relativity theory.
Why don't you just change the word?
I can't. It's the right word. We don't know that it exists, but they do appear to be possible. Physicists love to play around with the concept. They can connect two parallel universes or two parts of a folded universe. To make physics sense of the movement of the Island of Lost, I assume that the island is actually connected to the South Pacific by a wormhole-like warp in space-time. It doesn't have to be a simple wormhole. It could be a warren of parallel and intersecting tubes. Then to move the island, all you have to do is move the wormhole connection, not the island itself. That's what I think Ben did. He changed the nature of space-time connection between the island and the rest of the world. So the island didn't disappear. It didn't even move. Imagine that you're visiting a small town that you used to visit when you were young. You drive for miles and could never come to it. But it turns out the town has not moved. Rather, the highway now goes around it. That's what Ben did. He changed the highway. If this is right, explains the role of Daniel Faraday, the physicist. From the references on his blackboard and his experiences with space-time, it's clear he understands advanced relativity and quantum mechanics. He insists on traveling to and from the island on a precise trajectory of 305 degrees, perhaps to stay in the center of the wormhole, which is sort of like an eye of a needle. Stay within the island, you're okay, but any deviation wreaks havoc on your space-time, especially for a complex wormhole, thus accounting for Desmond's strange excursions in space and time. So that kind of explains how it kind of can it the ion didn't necessarily move, just like the way you get there changed.
Now why does Ben, when he moves the island, why does he leave?
Because he's directly like moving the wormhole, so maybe he like in turn transported somewhere in the wormhole.
Okay. All right, I can live with that.
So does that kind of make sense? I mean, it's very complicated. No,
it's complicated,
but relativity.
Yeah, but we knew what you were saying. it makes sense.
Yeah. So I thought that was a pretty cool article. And the link will be in the AAC feed for you to check that out as well. There's more on it. Another one by Adam Savage, one half of the Mythbusters crew.
It's a rough night, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Lost, but sometimes my schedule keeps me from being able to watch all the episodes on time. Yesterday, after a six-hour Lost marathon, I had no idea how far behind I got, and I was finally ready to take on last night's season finale, and after watching it, all I can say is, holy crap. First things first, the explosives. We blew a lot of things up on Mythbusters, so I know from experience that last night Lost missed the mark. The 500 pounds of C4, that whole movie thing about dummy triggers and fake tripwires, is a load of crap. Nobody does that. At least that's what my friends at the FBI tell me.
Hold on a second. Kimi does that.
Would you want to set up explosives so that pretty much anything you did would make them go off? It's just like guessing and cutting one of the wires in the movies. Nobody would survive using that technique for very long, including Kimi and his crew. The whole training of a bomb tech is to work safely with explosives, not dangerously. There are too many ways to mess it up. Also, I'm pretty sure that C4 isn't conductive, which it would need to be to set up its wiring as a resistance feedback loop that could tell you if you started to pull out the detonators. And if freezing the battery works, why not just disconnect it? Oh, right, the monitored feedback loop. But wait, C4 isn't conductive. Never mind.
Well, I said when we were watching it,
yeah.
Why don't they just disconnect the battery?
Though the explosion looked about right in terms of size, it was a bit slow. High explosives happen at over 20,000 feet per second.
It did seem a little slow.
Plus, any explosion that you would survive happens silently. You see it before you hear it. But movies and TVs never do that. Plus, C4 lets off with much more concussive kawump that they're ever able to show in the movies. As to what the heck is going on, I used to think that survivors were in purgatory mostly because of the man in Tallahassee. The idea of Locke's father showing up on the island was too bizarre. But after last night's space-time travel extravaganza, I have given up on the purgatory idea because you can't get a compass heading out of purgatory, or else the Vatican would have a cruise line running it eons ago. We know that the island has some interesting properties regarding time and space. We know that dead people, Hello Christian Shepherd, can appear for real there. So how about the soul? It's kind of like trying to find the physics of being in love. Speaking of which, I love that Desmond and Penny finally found each other. Me too. Perhaps the writers posted that the island exists on a plane between both space and time, and that this plane, this rift that causes the weird temporal anomalies and polar bears, etc., also taps into certain sensitive people's psyches. Then I think about the numbers and the black smoke, Echo's brother on the plane. I hope these guys know what they're doing. The writers, I mean, because if this show ends its run with just more questions, I'm going to be pissed. We also finally get to see who's in the coffin that had Jack so torn up in last season's flash forward finale. It was Jeremy Bentham, named for an 18th century philosopher who managed to preserve his head after he died. He did, I swear. Just Google his name. This mystery man had visited Walt, Jack, and
I thought it was his body.
Before he preserved his head and he put his body in like a casket or something like that. And a funeral home, and actually John Locke, who of course was named after another famous philosopher. My guess is that the island move put Locke and company into proximity of, or at least a neighborhood of, some hostile folk, and that Locke had to leave the island to urge the others to come back, set things right. Do you think that, Jack? We have some calls about it too that we'll get into, and that's the article. I'll put a link to that as well as on popularmechanics.com.
We got a lot of information today.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that makes sense about the C4. If that seems really dangerous, then if you're going to put all those things,
you know. But I was cool with it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the movie just kind of have to let go.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go with it.
Yeah,
even though Lost is real, and you just have to go with it sometimes. But I thought I was cool with it.
Yeah, but those are two pretty cool articles that I thought were pretty interesting.
Because there's a lot of things going on this show that I go, come on,
yeah,
that can't. But the way they explain it, you know, but I go with it because I like the show.
Exactly. Another thing we talked, I think, a week or two ago about the picture.
Yes.
And we've been talking about, you know, overall, like, when did they take a picture, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we said,
well, you know what? There was light bulbs when I watched it the second time. There is a row of light bulbs.
Well, yeah. I mean, camera isn't a very, they've had cameras since the 1800s, so it's not an insane technology.
Well, maybe this is, they had a big giant flash like they had that one on Deadwood.
But it's a color picture, so it's going to be, you know, a nice camera somewhat.
Maybe it's artist rendering.
But we said, you know, where is baby Aaron? And it's actually just kind of the way the picture is taken. If you look at it right now, the picture that they show on that oceanic press conference.
When you watch him coming off the boat,
yeah,
Kate has Aaron.
Yeah.
And you can't see Sun. But if you look at this picture again.
Yeah, if you look at it, if you look at Kate, the way she's Saeed's holding Kate, you could it could still show that she's holding Aaron. And then it looks like Sun's behind Kate.
You see an arm.
Yeah, because if you actually look at the scene of them coming on the beach, you can see that Saeed's holding Kate and she's holding baby Aaron and Sun's right behind her. So in the way that shot was taken, it proves that she was and everybody was there and accounted for
it. So we're cool with it now.
Yes. And last but not least, it's kind of sad news. I'm kind of bummed out. Harold Perrineau.
Now, wait a minute.
No.
If you don't want to be spoiled, skip ahead.
But this isn't spoilers. It talks about
what... But Jay just spoiled you, so don't worry about it.
It's not spoiled. It's from the show.
All right.
But Harold Perrineau is officially dead. He died.
Yes, and that changed the question, and we went with Michael was the first Lostie to die.
Yeah.
Please send your hate mail to Jay.
But I'm kind of disappointed, though, that this was in TV Guide. He did an interview on TV Guide.
He seemed a little upset.
And I don't blame him, quite honestly.
You know, honestly, I don't know what. Obviously, I don't know what goes.
But
the
link will be up
here
right now for those of you that want to
read the article. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes and what happens, stuff like that. Why they brought him back just to kill him off? I think they brought him back to kill him off to end that. You know, look, we don't want to keep asking questions about is Michael coming back? I think that's why they brought him back. I agree with him though. Maybe he should have had some kind of closure with Walt.
Yeah, I think it should have been some kind of closure with Walt.
I said something. Maybe they could have instead of having Christian Shepherd on there, maybe it could have been taller ghost Walt that came in and said, I forgive you, Dad. You can go now.
Like when I first read that article and I didn't watch the episode again, I was like kind of really upset because I felt that he really didn't get a good storyline coming back. I mean, it was a good story.
He did. You can say he did it. How he went about it was probably wrong. He did kill two innocent people.
Yeah.
He does deserve to be punished. But he did it for the love of his son.
Yeah.
There should have been some closure there with his son. At least,
exactly.
You know, saying goodbye. And I think if they would have done it that way with maybe Taller Ghost Walt saying, you know, Walt has had the ability before to come on.
Well, not even so much Taller Ghost Walt, but I think...
But I'm thinking if that's the way they wanted to do it, maybe just a quick little line like that, that would have given closure. Michael could have smiled and then boom, he's gone.
Yeah. But even then, I still would have been kind of disappointed. I think there should have been a longer storyline with Michael. I agree. Like, eventually, he should have been able to die or whatever and pay for, you know, his sins, I guess you could say, quote unquote.
Right.
But I would have liked it better if, like, because I think what's going to happen next season, just my theory, I mean, not only are they going to bring back the Oceanic Six and Desmond, but Walt's going to come along, too.
I think Walt has to come along.
Yeah.
Do you think now when Walt was talking to Hurley, do you think Walt already knows that his dad is dead and he was waiting for Hurley, who's not Hurley's... He's kind of always trusted Hurley to tell him the truth.
What would Hurley know necessarily?
Well, he was on the helicopter.
But did he know Michael was on there?
I'm sure he got told.
Yeah, he probably got told.
He had to be told
yeah.
because Sun saw him on the helicopter.
Yeah, but he didn't know for sure whether or not they were dead.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
But do you think maybe he knew that and that's why he was asking him?
I don't know. That's a tough question. But I feel that now if he didn't know and he does come back to the island and realizes that he's dead, it's not a satisfying ending,
maybe he sees his dad. Well, I don't think the way he left that article, I don't think they can get him back.
I feel really disappointed that they made this whole hoopla about bringing him back, and his story wasn't to me. It wasn't ended satisfactory.
Well, I know a lot of people
it didn't satisfy
me. If you do get on like our emails and stuff like, people were happy he died.
See, I don't. I'm not happy.
No, I wanted him back.
Yeah.
You know, he did go out as a hero.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he gave him enough time to get off the boat and stuff like that. So, but
not the log carrying people.
Yeah, I just felt that Charlie, he was in season two, he became kind of like people didn't like him because he was kind of going crazy and kidnapped the baby and stuff like that. But he had like a whole nother season to kind of redeem himself.
Right.
And I felt there just wasn't. There just wasn't the same kind of redeeming of his storyline. There wasn't enough time with his story. And I felt like if they would have gone another season, like next season, and then he would have been able to go out a hero.
Because also, he's not the only hero on the ship. There's also Jin who stayed behind.
Yeah,
to try and help. So he didn't really have, you know, because we don't know right now if Jin's alive or dead. So he's overshadowed by
Well,
Jin.
I feel now that if they show that Harold Perrineau is officially dead, that I think Jin and Case would still be alive.
I think Jin's, I've guaranteed it, but I'm serious. I think he's alive.
Yeah, or I think they would have still had the same kind of press covering his death, official death. But yeah, so I'm kind of disappointed that they ended his story so soon, and I think he gave the ultimate sacrifice to get his son back. You know, he committed murder and stuff like that, and
yeah,
he didn't even get that kind of.
I just wish he would have done it. He would have gone back to them and said, "Look, this is what they're doing. They have my son," and tried to rescue him that way.
Yeah,
but of course that would have changed the whole story of Lost.
Well, yeah, exactly, and
but that's what you think.
Yeah,
obviously you do anything you can to get your child back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know personally, would I kill two innocent?
No,
people?
I wouldn't either.
I mean, I would do everything I could to get my child back safely.
Mm-hmm.
But killing two innocent people, especially with this, you know, what's going on. But
yeah,
it's crazy.
That's just my two cents. I'm a little disappointed.
Now, what do you think is going to happen with Kate if Kate goes back to the island? She can't come back. She can't leave the island because she's on parole for 10 years. She can't leave California for 10 years.
That's true.
So once if she agrees to leave,
she can't go back to.
I mean, I'm not an expert. I've never been arrested or been on parole.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once you leave California,
that one time in the 70s.
I don't want to talk about that. But if you leave California, if she leaves California,
yeah.
Now will she bring Aaron back?
And see, that's another thing, is a conflicting, you know, on the phone, if you play the whispers backwards, it's saying, you know, I need to go back.
Right.
But then Claire's saying, you know, you don't take him as Aaron back. So there is this conflicting, and we have some calls about this too that we'll get into later.
This brings me to a theory I have.
Okay.
Actually, it started with this an email we got back on May 14th from Brady.
Okay.
He was saying how Christian Shepherd and Jack in this flash forward and Christian Shepherd in the flashbacks always seem kind of depressed. They're alcoholics. They're not happy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. When Christian Shepherd gets to the island, or mm-hmm. he's on the island, he seems kind of at peace. Like he was with Claire and stuff, he seems at peace. And Jack needing to get back to the island, you think that maybe Christian Shepherd at one time was the leader on the island, and like Ben, he moved the island and couldn't come back. And maybe that's why he was trying, and maybe, I don't think Jacob is a person or a thing. I think Jacob might just be the island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what I said, is like that Jacob's like the manifestation.
Yeah,
I think,
and the only way you can speak to him is in the cabin.
Yeah,
I think that,
like,
maybe
yeah.
Ben, when Ben got a tumor, Jacob was sending him a notice. Hey, you're not doing the job.
Yeah,
you know. So when he found out that Christian Shepherd was, you know, on the plane, maybe Jacob's the one that brought him off course, and Desmond mm-hmm. not pressing the button, the whole thing. That maybe that's why Aaron is. That people always think that Aaron is the chosen one. Well, he would have the bloodline from Christian.
Yeah.
And then Jack has to get back to the island because Locke has been saying, your destiny is here.
Yeah.
You're the leader. You have to. But
there is definitely something with that Shepherd.
Right. Exactly.
Bloodline.
Exactly. And I think that.
Because Claire's part of that too.
Yes, Claire's part of that too.
Yeah.
So if so I don't think Locke is the chosen.
There's a very Darth Vader-y.
Right. And Locke is obviously the chosen one. Maybe Locke. He loves the island, will do anything for the island. Maybe mm-hmm. he did leave the island to save it, to get Jack back to the island.
Because he knew that's what needed to happen.
And that's what the deal is, because Locke's not a leader. We've seen it over and over again. He is not a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think even you would agree with that.
I'd agree.
You don't suddenly become a leader after your whole life has not been one of being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just never proven. He's a good soldier.
Why not so much so? He's like more of like kind of the wizard.
The wizard, but he's, I think maybe, like even when he got pulled by the monster and that one, the smoke monster, the one where he's being pulled in the hole, he wanted to go.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He seems more kind of like the mystic kind of
right.
wizardy guy.
So I think maybe he did give his life up to
mm-hmm.
protect the island. I don't know, but I think that we're going to find out that Christian Shepherd was once the leader and he had to leave the island. And I think that Jacob is just not happy with the direction that, because he look how he treated.
He definitely did exile Ben.
He did that, and he also did it because, you know, how Ben treated Goodwin.
Yeah.
Because he was having, you know, affair
with Juliet.
Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
So he acts like a baby sometimes. And then what did he do? He stabs Kimi in the heart because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So I think he's not Jacob's choice. So maybe that's the deal, and we'll find out.
Maybe just Jacob's a finicky guy.
Yeah, it could be. You never know.
But we do have some more calls about that and discussing that further, and we'll want to get into those, Jack.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Before we get into listener feedback, we're going to have a quick plug for our sponsor for today's episode, Audible Podcast, or audible.com. You can pick up your free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/lost, and they do have a lot of books that have appeared on the show Lost in audible form.
The Bad Twin?
The Bad Twin. I don't know. Is The Bad Twin on there? I haven't looked. But I know they had like The Tempest,
which is my favorite one,
and many others. And you can go to audiblepodcast.com/loss to pick up your free audiobook today. It's free.
It's free.
So might as well just go check it out.
Yeah. Can't beat free.
Now let's get into listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
All right. It's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great phone calls to get into today.
Yay.
So let's get into those right now, Jack. What do you say?
It rhymed. That's why I went with it.
I know. It's really nice.
Oh, cool.
Nice rhyme for you. All right. Here we go.
Hello, this is Desmond from Seattle. I got a hunch you're going to be hearing from me a lot in the next week or so as I sort through all of this. But for starters, I just wanted to throw out there that I don't understand why everyone is so upset at Jack for lying. Because, I mean, what would happen to them if they stepped off that boat and just started to tell the truth? Every one of them would be where Hurley is in the mental institute. So I realize Son's upset because, you know, Jim's not going to get his due respects, and that doesn't matter because he's still alive. But, yeah, I don't understand why everyone's so upset, because I think the truth here is way, way more whacked out than this little lie they're spinning. So, all right. Take care. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Stuart from Glasgow, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just finished watching the finale, and, wow, I'm impressed. No theories right now, but a couple of comments. First of all, the frozen donkey feel, the secret scene in the finale, I think this is the first time that it's actually rung true, because there was a big wheel, it was frozen, and you know, you could have attached a donkey to that, so frozen donkey feel, yep, I'm going with that. Second is Desmond and Penny. I'm actually quite disappointed that they've actually got together, because I would have preferred them to wait until season 6, because you know, now Desmond and Penny have got together, we think they've got their happy ending, but they've got 2 seasons to break them apart, kill one of them, whatever, and make it all sad again, and I don't like that, because I'm a big fan of Desmond. I was so happy when he got back together with Penny. I cried when he had his phone call in The Constant, and I'm just not happy that they're back together now, because I think they're just going to break them apart. But looking forward to the next episode, although it's a long way away. I can't handle 8 months wait, so I'm going to be scratching at things waiting for the next episode. But looking forward to the Jay and Jack show. Keep it up, guys, and have a good summer.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Jimmy from Georgia just calling in to say love your show, love Lost. What a great season finale. So many things is packed in there. A couple kind of random things I wanted to throw out. With Claire, the dream that Kate had, I'm thinking there's a couple different kinds of spirits or apparitions or ghosts or visitations of the island or whatever it may be. I'm thinking there's evil ones and good ones. Like we see Christian Shepherd, who the producers say is dead, you know, representing Jacob. And then yet we see some of these who seem kind of contradictory, like Claire's message of don't go back, where everyone else is getting the message you need to go back. Or maybe even Yemi, when he appeared to Echo, he just seemed kind of evil. So maybe they're good apparitions and evil apparitions, which would go along with a lot of the theory themes and things along with Lost. And also, another quick thing, as we were saying, everyone has to go back. Okay, that's going to be a problem for Desmond, because he's like, Penny, I'll never leave you again. And so, yeah, if everyone has to go back, that's going to be a problem. And then two, I'm thinking maybe getting to the island, kind of like Narnia. You can never go to the island the same way twice. So that's all I have. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Hutch. I was just calling to comment on your... I was listening to your podcast after the finale, and you were talking about when Kate sees Claire in Aaron's bedroom. I think that that's not so much as Claire, like it has been on the island or off the island where they see things. I think that's all Kate's conscience manifesting itself in the form of a phone call and Claire, and maybe that's just Kate fighting within herself on whether she should take Aaron back to the island or not. Just a thought. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Hey, it's Chad from St. Louis, Missouri, calling again. I think I was right about my theory that I called about saying that Son was mad at Jack.
Jack kind of said that son blames him for something. He didn't finish the sentence, so I'm just going to give myself credit for that one. That was a pretty good finale, I think. I didn't really like Lockman in the coffin, but what are you going to do? Anyway, I got a theory. It's about Ben this time. You know, Ben told Jack that everybody has to come back to the island. And I'm guessing everybody includes Desmond. And if Desmond comes back, Penny might be with him. And this might be what Ben is hoping will happen. Then he can kill Penny and, you know, forget all about the island because he can't go back. So what does he even care about saving the island for and getting everybody back? Just what I'm thinking. Ben doesn't really care about the island anymore. Just using this opportunity to kill Penny and get back at Whitmore. I don't know. I don't know. It's just what I'm thinking. But, yeah. All right, you guys have a good one. Later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Was it Jer on the last one?
Yes.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. I think that it's...
Do the Jack technique, pat yourself
exactly.
on the back.
Don't hurt yourself, though. Sometimes I get a cramp. Because I have to do it all the time.
What do you think about that? Ben using the whole, we have to bring them all back to actually get Desmond to bring Penny along so he can kill her.
That's a good theory, but does Ben really know that much about Desmond?
He had like video surveillance of the hatch.
But he didn't seem that concerned about the hatch. He didn't seem concerned. They were there for 3 years. He was there for 3 years pressing a button.
But we don't know what, we don't know.
What Kelvin
like,
was doing, what Kelvin
yeah,
was doing, he kept leaving.
If he was actually
reporting and...
Yeah, to Benjamin Linus, maybe, and we don't know
whether...
You
think we'll find that out?
I think we should.
I think it's necessary,
fair enough.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long that maybe Ben actually sat down in the video observation room, the Pearl Station.
Maybe he's already killed Desmond. Maybe he's already killed Desmond.
Ooh.
But I don't see... How are they going to find Penny and Desmond?
I mean, that's the thing. That's what they're going to have to get everyone back, so I don't know.
Because obviously, Widmore's looking for him.
Yeah.
Ben's looking for him.
It's going to be tough.
Well, he's looking for Penny. He's not looking for Desmond.
Yeah.
Does he know that they're together? How would he know they're together?
If Ben is Ben, he would have some kind of folder saying that.
Maybe the two guys in the that worked in the Arctic Station are working for Ben?
That would be pretty sinister.
And they're spying and they'll give it up?
I mean, knowing Ben, he seems to have his fingers in every single pie possible. So.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. And then we had Hutch and Jimmy both kind of hitting on the same thing about Kate. Was Kate seeing actually Claire, or was it in her subconscious because she feels guilty for taking
it? I think it represents a subconscious kind of thing, because it was like the two arguments, should I go, should I not go, and it was in her dream, but all are lost. I mean, how much is it subconscious and how much is it actually things influencing them, like
well,
the actual island?
Obviously she can't
them.
She has Aaron, she can't leave him behind, but again, if Kate leaves,
mm-hmm.
Kate's stuck on that island. If Kate's on that island, Aaron's gonna stay there too.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty cool. And then Stuart, the frozen donkey will actually meant something.
Yes,
it did. It actually meant what it said. You could hook a donkey up to it or Jay. You know, they're both pretty much similar to the same
thing. You know, there wasn't actually a real snake in the mailbox last year.
There wasn't?
No.
Oh, you spoiled everybody again, Jay.
That was last season, Dorcas Aurelius.
Desmond, he really loved Desmond, but he wanted to wait. I agree.
Exactly. It's too. I was agreed. But, I was hoping for their happy ending, but I can't say they have a happy ending yet because it's not the ending.
But they had Desmond with them, and it wouldn't have made any sense to bring Desmond back because he wasn't part of the Oceanic Six. He would have had to change his name, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he could have been Charlie. No, because they know who Charlie is.
Exactly. He's famous.
It had to be somebody we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they got together, and I hopefully think I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna hope that they'll get their happy ending in the end.
I think they're gonna. Someone's getting killed off.
Yeah,
I would think. And then we had Desmond. Was Desmond on the island? His phone call sounded like he was on the island when it was moving.
Like, what do you mean?
Did you hear this thing?
Oh yeah, it sounded like cars were driving by him.
He's upset,
the smoke monster.
He's upset. Why are people upset with Jack for lying? Why are they upset?
I agree.
Why are people always upset with Jack?
Well, no, people aren't upset. People, I think, saying the actual people, like the Oceanic Six, are upset with Jack that they lied is what the person was trying to go for.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Less of people like outside watching her, man. I agree. They had to lie to protect people on the island.
I agree. He had to tell the lie.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing. It's funny how he listened to Locke, though, on that.
Yeah.
It's, he didn't
well, that's you made a really good point. You would have known that was locked right away when Kate said.
Yeah, when he in the beginning where she said, you know, where I said I should have realized in the beginning when Kate said, why do you listen to him? You never listened to him.
Yeah, so
he listened to Ben from time to time, mm-hmm. but he never listened to Locke.
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys butted heads all the time. It's crazy. And then I think it was the transmission was saying something about bringing him back. Maybe she was talking about Locke.
What do you mean?
I think don't bring Locke back. You can't bring Locke back. Maybe that's what Claire was saying.
Oh, because she would still be on the island.
Right.
Ah, that's a good. I like that.
I believe it was Ryan from the transmission. If I'm wrong and gave Ryan credit that he doesn't deserve.
That's it, Ryan.
That's it.
You voted off the island.
You voted out. If it did the Ryan, I think it was. I've listened to a few podcasts the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Ryan from the transmission. Okay. I just thought, I went, never thought about that. Cool.
All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls here?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Don't Call Me Veronica, and I've been rather absent, I know, this season from calling in, partly because I've been quite speechless. It has been a really amazing thing to be spoiler-free, and by that I mean I've stayed away from everything, from all the internet stuff. I mean, anytime a character or an actor was on the late-night talk shows, I stay away from that. I get TV Guide, and every week there's something in there about Lost. I've stayed away from that, so it has just been amazing because I think for a lot of reasons I've been able to follow the show like one of the characters. I mean, I had no clue what was coming next, which brought me deeper into the show than ever before. And the whole time I watched the last episode, I kept looking at my watch. I couldn't believe there was more to come. In fact, I figured they'd end the episode with a helicopter in the air, but I thought the way they ended it was pretty good. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and I guess cap off just an end of the season here. And you know, the thing about this season and the next one coming up, I mean, when you think about the episodes, it would seem like season one was all about crashing on the island, and season two was about trying to understand the island, and season three was figuring out who the others were on the island, and season four has been about getting off the island, and I think season five will be about getting back to the island, which hypothetically means that season six will probably be participating on a reality show on the island, and that would mean that season seven is all about the all-star version of the same reality show on the island, so who knows. But anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to all the Jay and Jack podcasts that I had to cut out on because you guys would talk about something that I didn't want to hear, and so now I get to listen to that. I get to listen to all the what's next on Lost segments that are now old school, and I think I can listen and feel quite smug that I know more about the episode now than you did at the time. So if you don't like that, go move the island and teleport into the future, straighten your hair, and slap me with a stick. Catch you later.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Dawn from Pittsburgh. First time calling to start listening to you guys this season, and I'm a big fan. I guess just with the finale, one, I think, caller mentioned in the last recap what happened to Faraday and his boat. I'm questioning if he was close enough to the island that he actually went to the island, because I think it was weird that, you know, Jack and them didn't see Faraday, you know, when their helicopter wrecked. So I think that's interesting. Second thing, I guess, real quick, with Locke possibly being dead, is the island done with him? I mean, how could he even be able to, you know, die? I think that's odd. I mean, I know you guys are talking about him being cloned, but are they technically cloned? Or are they just time traveling and sometimes can see, you know, themselves, or we see the rabbit maybe time traveling and there's two rabbits with the same number. So that's it. I think the finale was great. Really like you guys, and can't wait to hear what you say. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is... I'm sorry, my phone's ringing. I'll call back.
Okay, I guess we'll wait for
you.
Yeah,
we got time.
It's kind of rude, I think.
Well, it is rude, but you know, you figure you call somebody.
I know.
And then you say, oh, I got another call.
I mean, we're trying to do a show here, and now we got to wait for you to call back.
That's okay. You know, we got time. But
so did you see that thing on TV?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You want to talk about the other calls while we're waiting for the call back?
Oh, wait, now we're getting a call back.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Tess from Pittsburgh. I'm going to try this again. Last time I tried to call and I got interrupted. Anyways, I was calling in regards to the whole Bentham thing. Jeremy Bentham is an 18th century philosopher, and he was one of the founders of utilitarianism. And basically, the main idea behind that is that you should do what causes the most good for the greatest amount of people. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Also, I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but when Locke was in the coffin, it didn't look like there was a scar on his eye. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of screen caps to check back, but I definitely didn't see it. So I just thought that was interesting. Anyway, thank you. Great job with the show. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Angela from Massachusetts. I've been rewatching some season 4 episodes of Lost, and there's something that's bothering me. Why does Charles Widmore think that Flight 815 crashed on the island? In Confirmed Dead, Naomi asks Matthew Abaddon, what if she finds survivors? And he says there are none. And then in Meet Kevin Johnson, Frank Lapida says to Michael that he thinks the wreckage was a fake and Charles Widmore believes him, and he thinks or asks him, what happens if we find survivors? So I'm just wondering, have we seen anything that indicates why Charles Widmore thinks that Flight 815 crashed on the island? I'd love to hear what you guys think.
Hi, this is Barry from Massachusetts. Has anyone ever explained what the difference was between Desmond's prediction and what happened? Wasn't Claire supposed to be on the helicopter with Aaron? What happened? How come no one has been discussing that? That, to me, is a major plot point. I look forward to hearing you discuss this. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
We had an email from someone who said that maybe that will be the final scene of Lost.
What?
Claire and Aaron getting off the island.
On a helicopter?
On a helicopter.
But I think it also goes into play that, you know, every time he saved Charlie, it would actually change what was going on. And
but it still comes back to, did Charlie die for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie didn't have to die right then.
Yeah.
Because Des...
Well, he died warning them it wasn't Penny's boat.
I understand that, but he also... But no one listened... Well, Jack didn't listen to him.
Yeah, but Locke did.
Locke was actually right, but... There's a first, huh?
It's been a weird couple episodes of the podcast. You've actually kind of...
I've become... Well, because Locke has become... Locke changed in this episode. Uh-huh. He became more compassionate.
But, you know, the whole him deciding to believe the not Penny's boat thing, that wasn't this past episode.
Yeah, that's true. But I said at that point that he was right. You know, once... Hey, when someone's right,
uh-huh.
I'm quick to say, hey,
okay,
you were right. But going to... So I going back to it, I think that might be what happened. It makes good. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think that would you feel cheated if you don't see Claire and
no, I wouldn't feel cheated.
Well, you want Claire to die, so you don't care.
Well, no, I'm just saying I can understand like where in the timeline that it could be skewed and the thing can be changed because Aaron got on the helicopter. But I think it would be cool like if further down the road there would be Claire and Aaron going on a helicopter and Desmond's vision would actually work. You know?
Okay. And then Angela, she's been watching, why would Charles Widmore think the plane had crashed? Would it be because...
Well, yeah, I think,
Frank said it was a...
Exactly.
A fake.
Frank was saying it was a fake. And
but why would Charles Widmore be behind the... Why would he be staging a fake plane crash?
Because remember, he doesn't want people to think there's people on this island. Right. He doesn't want
well,
to
he,
know
how
this
does
island.
He, how does he know there's people on the island? Because of Penny?
I think there's many different things. Like maybe Desmond, or maybe Edmund.
Ben and...
Kelvin Edmund is maybe working for Widmore.
Or maybe Ben and Widmore are working together at one
point. Or they were working, yeah.
Were working together and then something happened.
Yeah. There's just a whole lot of things that can relate to Widmore actually knowing what was going on the island.
Yeah, maybe Ben had double-crossed Widmore and that's why he knew he had to. But why didn't he move the island back then?
Don't know.
Why didn't he just move the
island? Remember, he said it's a very... Because if
Ben wouldn't be able to go back to the island.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And Ben is selfish.
Well, not so much but he was still the leader at that point.
Unlike Locke,
uh-huh.
going to Tess, who says he's
Bentham
is he did most good for most people.
Yeah,
which is the opposite of what Locke was before.
Mm-hmm.
Locke did what he thought was best for the island, not what was best for most people. Maybe uh-huh. Locke has changed.
Well, once he became a leader, maybe he kind of learned those traits.
Plus, Locke maybe he did, like I said before, sacrifice himself. Or what was best for everybody mm-hmm. else, and what was best for the island.
Exactly.
So that's pretty cool. And I think he did have a scar, Tess. I think if you look,
he did.
Look real close, I think there is a scar.
And over time, scars do fade. It wasn't as prominent. I mean, even now, it's not as prominent as it was like the first season.
Right. And then Don going to Faraday and the boat. What's up with Faraday?
I think he was like within range of the island, and he was transported with the island. I think.
Only thing is, I hope he comes back without the tie.
Aw, come on.
I just think it would be better.
I still think it holds his head on his neck.
And then don't call me Veronica.
It's great to hear from you.
Wasn't I just asking you what's up with don't call me Veronica?
We haven't heard from him forever. It was nice. Yeah,
best way to stay spoiler-free is just be like me. I can't read. So, you know, half the information I don't get anyway. But it's always good to hear from don't call me Veronica.
This season was like the most spoiler-free I ever was. I really stayed away from spoilers.
Yeah, I did too, because there was information out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't Google it. I didn't.
And if I could suggest anyone, it's the best way to watch the show.
It is the best way to watch it. Like, you, well, I guess did they find out for sure if that stuff that was posted on Dark was a dark UFO?
Yeah, I don't. I have to go back and read it. I'm sure it's still up. I'll read it and see.
Was it word for word? I didn't go. I still haven't. I didn't go back and read it. But
I guess the coffin scene, they filmed different versions, so yeah, you know,
but
it could have been.
But
that accurate,
it was. But. They had. Was it?
They had Desmond.
Desmond and Sawyer
and Locke.
Yeah, I didn't see. I don't see Desmond and Sawyer being the ones that were going to be in there.
I could see Sawyer, maybe.
Maybe.
Like those three, they're possible, but yeah. I mean, who knows if Jack did like the same lines as well. Maybe they had like lines that were more appropriate for Sawyer and Desmond. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah. Could you see all the women when they would have saw...
Should have Sawyer been there? Oh my God, there's been riots in the streets.
Should have done it as a joke and then brought the show back like at 11:10. Then did the real scene. Oh, there'd be the
and be like, bam, 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 bam,
bam. Gotcha. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ready for the next set of calls here? Or last set of calls,
Set of calls.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. What a finale that was. Tony from Los Angeles here. And I got two things for you. Number one, I have to say, I was in tears. I was bawling. The most emotional moment of the finale when Sawyer came out of the water without a shirt. Oh, my God. Anyways, my crackpot theory is Ben is eventually going to find and kill Penny. How is he going to do this? Probably with Saeed as the hitman. And then Desmond and Widmore will team up to kill Ben. That is my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Amazing show, guys. Keep it up. You're awesome. I'll see you in San Diego. Later.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Pete from Niagara Falls. Got done watching the episode, listened to your podcast, and got a theory for you. First of all, before I start my theory here, what you guys were talking about at the beginning of the show is utilitarianism. It's a branch of philosophy. It basically says the greatest good for the greatest number. John Locke, the philosopher, did dabble in this sort of... I have a minor in philosophy, so I know some of it, but not that much. But my theory now is based on this whole thing with John Locke being in the coffin. What I think is that the episode we saw a few episodes ago with the going through John Locke's life... I don't think that was a flashback. I think that was actually a flash forward. I think that with Richard being there and everything, I think that actually this is like part of a theory that I sent you guys a while back, but I guess you guys didn't like or you just didn't see it, that like the island exists like in a time loop. So like when the island disappeared, it allowed for a time loop to begin for them. And on this island, the people can move through different parts of time. I think that John is actually like a big character in this, obviously, that's going to have something to do with him. That's why Richard showed him those things. Those are items from his life on the island, and he's actually bringing him back items that he had. I think this kind of like goes around at the end. Like, I don't think it's going to be like a Weekend at Bernie's thing. I think what Ben meant when he wants to get John is he has to get John's new self, his new reincarnated self in this time loop. I don't know if it all works out, but it seems a lot more likely than them walking around with the body and throwing it over their shoulders or something like that. Anyway, that's my idea. Bye.
Hey, this is Mark calling from Ipswich, Massachusetts. I just wanted to call with a bit of a theory about something. There's something going on with the whole Claire and Jack's dad thing. I'm blanking on his first name for some reason right now. Anyways, there's something going on with Claire and Jack's dad, and the whole when Jack left. I mean, as far as my understanding goes, Claire and Jack's dad are still on the island when the island is moved by Locke, or actually not by Locke, of course by Ben, and Locke is just left there to be the king of the island. But Claire and Jack's dad are there, and my theory is something bad happens because the two of them are there and Jack is not there. It's somehow, I don't know, it's this weird trinity got broken up. I don't know, it's this, they're the three family members there, of course. Well, I guess Aaron, too, has left the island. And for some reason, Claire does not want Jack to go back. I don't know if maybe they have some sort of power over Jacob or something, and I really don't know what, how it would affect things by not having Jack there. But something is happening involving that, and that's my theory, is that is what Locke is referring to as something bad happened after Jack left. So it's kind of out there. It's definitely a crackpot theory, but that's it, and I'm not sure if it really made any sense. I'm kind of driving right now, so my mind is all over the place anyway. But yeah, so there it is. So guys, keep up the good work, and I can't believe we have to wait 9 months for the show to come back. Holy mackerel, what am I going to do? I don't know. Hey, keep it real. See you later. Bye.
Jay and Jack, hey, it's Heath from Burbank and Ocean711.com again. Real quick, just a couple of Easter eggs. I just watched the finale again. Been still Saturday afternoon. On the chopper, a few Easter eggs. The number was N842M. That was the number on the chopper. Pretty interesting. And also, when Saeed kills the guy outside of Hurley's mental institution there, he asks for the time, and he says it's 8, and he was about to say 15 p.m., but he gets shot by Saeed. Another little dumb stuff. I wonder if anyone has picked up on the props, the stuff that he threw out of the chopper into the water with the protocol, some supplies. Maybe next season that'll be useful for the people who did survive the explosion. Could be treading water and find a little, hey, look at this, a backpack full of Jack's supplies. Cool. Anyway, just a little funny Easter egg there. Anyway, thanks again, and namaste.
All right, thank you for those calls. A funny thing about that last call.
The one about all the numbers?
Yeah. When I was looking at it.
It was Heath, right?
Yeah. In the little iTunes thing there, the length of the call was 1 minute and 8 seconds, so 108.
Oh, a coincidence?
I was like, whoa!
Did he plan it?
I don't know.
That is too cool. So what do you think? They're going to find the props and float up and
I thought
find
when
Jack's
I watched
backpack?
It again, I watched Jack. I was like, whoa, Jack just threw out his backpack. He's had that since season one.
It was, well, like the purse one. It wasn't the purse
one.
No,
it was the one, like, it would, remember that one scene where it switched back and forth.
Remember when I noticed the purse?
It was me.
Jeez. Me. A little bitter there. And then, Mark, you know, I've noticed a lot of people driving and talking on their, calling us on their cell phones. I don't condone that.
I know.
I'm sorry. I don't
condone that. Listen to the Ramblecast where we talked about it for like 5 hours.
I'm just kidding, but I really don't condone it. But what do you think? Is there something going on between Jack, not Jack, Christian Shepherd, Claire, that they don't want Jack to come back? Now, why didn't Jack, we saw Christian Shepherd go up to Michael.
Yes.
He talked to Locke.
Mm-hmm.
He showed himself to Hurley.
Yes.
Right? He obviously spoke to Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he ever come up to Jack? Jack saw him in the season one, right? But he never went up to Jack and said, hey, kiddo, with that thing of scotch and say, hey, let's go watch some Carol Burnett.
No, he didn't. And it makes me wonder, like, I'm kind of like feeling that maybe Team Christian's side is actually not the good side.
Maybe it's not.
And maybe that's why they don't want Jack, because maybe Jack is like the leader that is supposed to be there.
And maybe that's why they don't come to him. Maybe that's why they push Locke on him.
Yeah.
Knowing that it would frustrate him and mm-hmm. make him want to get off the
yeah.
island. And maybe that was the whole game, why the others never just came to him and said, hey, we're on this side of the island. We have houses. We have running water. You're a surgeon. I need an operation.
And maybe...
And just be honest with him from the start. Why this whole game, this whole charade of why they had to do all this stuff.
And again, maybe like... And Aaron would be the proper successor to the island, and that's why Claire is probably working with Christian, or Christian's got Claire brainwashed. That's why Christian maybe wouldn't want Aaron to come back to the island.
Yeah, but that maybe that's why he left him behind.
Yeah.
That Christian is an evil guy.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could be totally far out, but I could see that.
Because there has to be a reason why he never... Why wouldn't you just go up to Jack and say,
yeah.
you need to stay...
Exactly.
Unless it's something you have to choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be forced onto it.
Yeah,
you have to
free will or something.
Like Locke, who's this, oh, I love the island. Remember, this island's the greatest thing in the world.
Now, going to that, it's a flash forward. I don't think it's a flash forward, but I wouldn't be surprised if once Locke does take over.
From Pete.
Huh?
Pete called
yeah.
about the flash forward.
That once Locke does take over, maybe that's when Richard Alpert goes back in time and like does background checks on Locke's life.
Right.
And that's why he had all these items and stuff like that. And he does, and it wasn't so much that he was there at the beginning. Maybe he went back in time and was doing a background check on Locke to see if he really was leadership material.
Now, going back to that episode, I think I said that Ben was the one driving the car that hit his mom. I'm really liking that theory now. Hold on a second.
Are you patting yourself on the back?
Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back. No, because when he said that Ben said to him, and we had a call about that after the show.
I'm sorry for being so terrible to you or making your life so miserable.
Yeah, I mean, it's life so miserable. That's the whole time. That's life. That's everything. That's like that's like you being around. It's really bad. It's terrible. It's horrible. Going to Tony from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be cool if they could just take Los Angeles and move it, and we couldn't find it?
That would be... we have a lot of friends in Los Angeles, so I wouldn't want
to...
Well,
we could tell them to get out first.
Okay, if we can tell them to get out first, then...
We kid Los Angeles because...
We're San Diegans. We like to make fun of LA. Have to. Yeah.
So he had me going on the whole crying scene like that. I was already suggesting a lifetime having the Sawyers came out of his shirt. Desmond, his theory is Desmond and... Well, Saeed is going to kill Penny.
Yeah, Saeed's going to kill Penny.
And then Desmond and...
Widmore are going to go after Ben.
I thought it was Desmond and Saeed.
No. Desmond and Widmore are going to team up and go get Ben.
I don't see... I like it, but I just can't see Saeed as cold-blooded as he is with his straight hair.
Well, if he doesn't know that... Oh, wait,
he
does know
he,
Penny.
Penny
yeah,
saved
because
him.
Penny... Yeah, okay, that's
what I was trying to say before I got interrupted.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
That's okay. I just don't see him doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's lost... Look at this.
It's the same thing as Naughty and him. He should be able to realize
Naughty
that.
Naughty and him. He's lost. He lost Shannon because of the others.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to it, he lost. Who else did he lose? Oh, he killed Elsa. But, that was part of whatever was going on there too.
Yeah,
we've joked about it, but I can't see him killing.
I agree.
I can see this whole scenario happening, except the Saeed part.
Yeah, or maybe that will come down to that, but Saeed won't do it or something.
No, Saeed won't do it, but maybe Ben will end up killing Penny.
Yeah.
Or he has someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be cool. And I think that's all we got.
All right. Jack, are you ready to give us the top five for the season four contest part one?
Yes, part one.
Here we go.
I got me a contest.
All right, let's hear it.
Am I going to do it while the music's playing?
It's low now,
okay.
So you can talk over the music. It's okay.
But I'm listening to it. I like it. Okay, a few things after the episode.
After the episode.
There was an article on
TV Guide
that came out after we recorded.
Yes, on
Friday. Friday after we recorded. So there was no way for us to research it.
Mm-hmm.
It said that Michael...
I mean, granted, our time machine was out of order.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't working.
Well, you know, I blew it up. Yeah. I put all that metal objects in there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
what was I thinking?
I know.
You know. Sometimes I'm just stupid.
Sometimes he's selfish.
You know, and so.
Sometimes he blows up the ship.
So.
But anyways.
Anyway, so we went back and forth. Part of the argument before was, is Claire dead?
Because
she would have died first.
Yeah.
So, but we can't prove it. We don't know what's going on. And so we went back and said, Michael had died. I posted on the message board, of course.
Yeah.
The message board.
Well, yeah, there was a fire.
A fire.
That knocked out a whole bunch of the Pro Board servers, which hosts our message board. And they're working on it now, and I have really no control over it, so it's more of just a waiting game until they get the boards back up.
So it was posted on there. A couple people said, cool, thanks, I agree with it. And so we went back. And a lot of people, it was back and forth, but a lot of people got that question not right anyway, so it didn't matter. That, and also, when you hear the results, if you said a freighter person or... other guy or this, remember that didn't count. So a lot of people had that down, and they were close.
Yeah,
and I said over and over again, that will not count. So if you did say that, I apologize, but it didn't count.
And also, we had a lot of people say, "Well, Walt said he talked to Jeremy Bentham first, which would be Locke." No, it's supposed to be what we see on screen.
Yeah, because we know what happens on Lost, people tend to lie.
Yeah, so it's what we see with our own eyes on screen.
And then we've had a few people say Locke talked to him first, but that was season three.
Oh, I think I was people talking about. Also, yeah,
no, there was a couple. There was a couple things.
Was season three.
Yeah, it was season three that came. So
when he talked to him in the
pit. We ruled it was Hurley because we actually saw him speaking to Walt.
Exactly,
and that's how we go with it. You know, it's just for fun. We just have a good time with it, and you know, we'll do it again next year.
What? I didn't say anything.
We'll do it. You looked at me.
I'm just saying.
I was pulling out what left of my hair. But, It's actually kind of fun because the comments, you know what the funny comments are? The ones that did actually say Claire, that we started out with, sorry, Jay. I think Claire's going to die. How that changed in a few months. Sorry, Jay. I think Claire's going to die.
Yeah, I know.
I think the question people got right the most was, let's see, what question they got? I don't have it in front of me. But the one they got right most, it shocked me, was how many episodes Danielle Russo would appear in.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people said five. I mean, it was like, going, oh my gosh. It was
like a five is like a nice solid half.
I know, but she. How many episodes was she in the season before? Of course, we did see her at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I mean.
Season three, but it just was weird. And how many episodes Hurley would be in? I think one or two people got that right.
Yeah.
Only one or two people. And there were some nobody got right. And
mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? But yeah, that's life.
All right, so here we are. Top
Here's
five.
The top. Let's start from the bottom.
Yeah, so 5-1.
Right.
Okay.
Once again, if you think.
Otherwise, it'd be kind of anticlimactic.
Exactly. If you think I've made a mistake.
That Which never, doesn't happen because never happens perfect.
Because I'm perfect and lost is my life.
Exactly.
And
this
never
is your job.
Exactly. It's a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job. I get paid lots and lots and lots.
Every second.
Yeah. You should see the cash that rolls in. But anyway, if you think that I've made a mistake, you have 7 days from the time I was going to say post on the message board, but since I can't do it, to post. Once this be posted, what time? Today or?
Of what? This episode? Tonight,
What is today? Today's Monday. So you have
the second.
You have till Tuesday
the 10th, yes.
The 10th at midnight.
Okay.
Well, no, let's make it 11:59.
11:59.
So send me an email, or if the message board is fixed, send me a PM. You have to tell me the date you sent the email, the time would be great, and what your email name is.
Okay.
What email, whatever that thing is you use.
Okay.
And then we'll correct it, and then the top three people. What are the top three? The top person gets...
Top three, I think, get T-shirts.
T-shirts, and the top person gets the...
Oh, the book signed.
Ann Dawson's book,
yes.
Mind Games.
Mind Games.
Lost Mind Games. It's a puzzle book. It's pretty cool. And was there something else?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out. You know, the check's in the mail. so number five. Was 646 points. Was Jen...
Okay. Well, Jen from the transmission, Jen?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I don't want to tell her score. Sorry, Jen. I won't tell your score.
That bad, huh? Aww.
Oh. Sorry, Jen.
Okay.
I don't think Ryan did. I don't remember seeing Ryan's name.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Yeah. You didn't do anything. with 681 points, Josh, and I don't know if it's Josh Meister, but it just said Josh. So,
okay.
And the first Brian at 700 points, Brian H., was... 700 points. Then we had James with 716 points.
Uh-huh.
And right now, the unofficial leader is Brian V with 726 points.
Wow.
And what I'll do is once you win, I'll contact you
and
I'll ask for your shirt size, your firstborn child, and where to send all this stuff that you're going to get.
Yes.
But that's what we have right now. I'm going to be working on the second part of the contest as we speak, and I should have it up by Thursday because there's only like 250 people. And that's easy.
Easy.
That's nothing.
All right.
It's crazy,
easy
man.
Like Sunday morning.
Easy like a Sunday morning. Yeah.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yes.
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
Okay, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time. We lost questions, comments, and or theories. Remember, the premiere of the Jay and Jack show will be June 9th. It will be running for 8 episodes on the Lost Podcast feed, so you don't have to worry about going anywhere. And
We're not moving yet.
After those 8 episodes, it'll move to its official feeds. And we'll make sure you tell you how to get there and stuff like that. So it'll be a nice transition.
This might be a stupid question, but once we move the podcast, do I get to come back?
Yes.
Okay.
We're gonna actually send Cliff to move the podcast.
Yeah,
so we don't really care if he gets sent somewhere.
Would anyone notice if he was gone?
No. But yeah, so it's gonna be twice a week, and the first 8 episodes are gonna be in the Lost Podcast feed, and then it's gonna be moved into its own feed, and then the Lost Podcast will once again resume its normal operations on its own feed.
Cool.
Like we did with the Ramblecast, how we had the Ramblecast on the Lost feed for a while. Then
right.
Then
you know, it's funny how the Ramblecast we said was going away, and suddenly it went up the charts.
I know, it was crazy.
It was like, hey, I was going through the.
It was weird. I was like, hey, the Ramblecast is back up.
I was doing like that, and I go, well, that's cool, Logan. Wait, that's us.
Yeah, I moved. I got a picture of both the Lost Podcast and the Ramblecast together one last time.
Oh, it's sad.
I know.
But, you know, it's funny. In 2 years, we're going to be done with the Lost Podcast.
I know, isn't it?
Kind of sad.
It is a little bit.
Kind of happy.
But yeah, so remember, a premiere of the Jay and Jack Show will be June 9th. We got a new Lost Podcast coming up this Thursday. And you send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I'm way behind right now. Okay. I told Jay before we started, I go, I'm way behind. It's going to take me a while to catch up because I've been working on the contest.
Because you're using a little too much mustard.
Exactly. And you know, mustard, if it does, I've found
it's done a lot better this time for the sequel.
But did you see that article? I forgot to post the link, but there was an article out there that if you choose, people who choose mustard over ketchup score 50 points lower on their IQ test than people
really?
Who choose ketchup.
50 points lower.
50 points lower, yes.
Is that a real article?
Why wouldn't it be? Anyway.
That just seems a bit extreme.
I was shocked too. Of course, but
that means if you have an average IQ of 100 and you choose mustard, that means you have an IQ of 50.
Exactly. Well, only stupid people would choose mustard. That just thinks what it comes down to.
Forrest Gump had an IQ of like 72.
Well, he had chocolate, right? What if he chose mustard? Oh, life is like a box of mustard.
Oh, man. All right.
Getting off, but I'd like to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
We get a lot of emails and stuff like that, and phone calls, people thanking us for doing what we do.
Yes.
I'd like to thank the people that actually listen to us.
Yes,
and
thank
you. I like the people that go on and say the people that actually get what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they realize we don't take ourselves too seriously. Mm-hmm. We joke around. We have a good time. I think
a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun with it. You know, we're not experts on every situation, everything that's going on. We rely on you, the listeners, to help us out. And
I think together with you, listeners, and us, I think we do an all right job.
And I think that you guys, the people who get it, understand that we understand it's a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it serious.
Yes.
We have a good time. We do as much work as we can. This season has been the hardest season.
Yeah.
Because I think we said in the beginning, we found out that Lost was moving to Thursday night.
Yeah.
That was just going to be, because Jay was away at school, and he had to get up early for school. I work. As soon as we're done recording, I go to work.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of time to do the research we could do before.
Which is why we have the Monday show, because the Monday show makes up. I mean, that's the main reason why we did the Monday show in the first place, because we did the late night show. And
right.
Wednesday
we worked out perfect because I'm off on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started doing this podcast, we recorded on Thursday.
Yeah.
I would actually watch the show like four times before
exactly.
we recorded. We didn't take notes the first time. We took it the time, like the third or fourth time we watched it, then we took the notes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which made it great because we could enjoy the show. But I get off topic, but I just want to thank everybody who's been there for, because we've been doing it for 3 years. I think some people thought that maybe Jay's comment the last time about, oh, I'm glad it's over and stuff like that. And
it's not that I love Lost, it's just, but we get our, it's like our vacation now.
And like I've said too, as I go, I can't wait to do the Jay and Jack show or the Ramblecast or the Merry Man, because it's there's no work involved. It's no work. And like I said, I'm not complaining.
I mean, it's work, but it's not like the kind of pressure is.
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure. We answer every email.
Mm-hmm.
We answer. You know, Jay listened, and that's part for Jay, is I've been so busy at work, I haven't been able to help him out with the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to listen to him and start, okay, this one's good, this one's good, this one's good. They're all good.
Yeah.
But, you know, this one, you know, because you get a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
You listen to this one, or, you know, try and mix them up.
I mean, when you have 300, 200 calls, and you can only pick 15, you have to, you know, weed them out.
Yeah, so, but we appreciate you guys supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I want to throw it back at you guys, and we're here till the end, unless Lost comes up with something that I just don't like. Seriously, if you know, something like, you know, well, Locke was right about everything, then I'm going to say, you know, that they had to get back to the island because Locke was right. Then I'm going to probably give up on the show.
Yeah, is that the last straw?
I think that's the last straw because you know my hatred towards Locke.
You do have a pretty hardcore hatred.
Yeah,
I think just more like hair envy. He has a better bald head than you do.
He does have a better bald head.
Yeah,
but I did shave. I did kind of get tight there.
Yeah, but still, I think he has a better bald head.
He does.
You have kind of more like a kind of a cone head thing.
I do. It's not working for me, man. But that's okay. But anyway, seriously, guys, thank you guys for getting us. And
we are going to be at Comic-Con, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Ryan and Jen are going to be there. Darmalar is going to be there, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to meet Ryan and Jen finally.
Yeah, because they're our internet friends. And
yes.
We talked to them, obviously, on Skype and stuff like that, but we've never actually got to be, you know.
Yeah, meet them and hang out.
Yeah, that's, you know, one thing we said before, I think we said in the interview, that we were really looking forward to, obviously, the sunset on the beach, but also meeting Ryan and Jen because,
you know, they're really good friends, and it would be great to actually get to meet them.
There's no hatred there. Mm-mm. No hatred. We like them.
Except for Locke.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. You ready to get out of here?
Yes.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.